For Ivy Hoops Online, this is George Clark. Yesterday, an East Coast snowstorm prompted me to get out of the building as quickly as possible after the conclusion of the Harvard-Princeton game. Normally, it's a two-hour drive between my home in Scranton and Princeton, but yesterday's nightmare trip stretched to 4.5 hours. In any event, I made it okay, but did not have time to make a very detailed report on yesterday's action. I do have a few more thoughts on the lopsided victory achieved by the Tigers over the Crimson, and let me share them with you now. A crowd of nearly 5,000 greeted the Tigers and filled the cavernous Jadwin space with raucous cheers all day long. Obviously, there was a lot to cheer. Several NBA scouts, reportedly as many as 9, viewed the contest from press row. I was able to identify representatives from the Brooklyn Nets, LA Lakers, Denver Nuggets, LA Clippers, and Indiana Pacers, among others. If they were there to see Xavion Lee, and I'm sure they were, they filled their notebooks. Lee has exploded onto the scene this season, reminding some Tiger fans of 3 tremendous basketball players who cut their playing careers short to pursue professional opportunities. Bryan Taylor and Armand Hill played pro basketball, while Chris Young signed a baseball contract after his sophomore year, precluding any further Ivy athletic participation. It worked out pretty well for Young. After a productive career as a major league starting pitcher, he is now the general manager of the world champion Texas Rangers. The Tigers' 48-point second half onslaught, 22 more than the Crimson, simply bulldozed the men from Cambridge. Princeton made 16 of 31 from the field after the break, including a back-breaking 10 of 20 from deep. Harvard, on the other hand, took 10 deep shots in the second half, making only one. For the game, Princeton outscored Harvard by 30 from beyond the arc, accounting for the final margin. As it turned out, the 31-point difference was not the biggest margin in Princeton basketball yesterday. The women, behind the scoring of Madison St. Rose and Caitlin Chen, and the excellent rebounding of Ellie Mitchell, bombed Cornell in Ithaca 79-38. All in all, it was a great day for Tiger Hoops. Once again, this is George Clark for Ivy Hoops Online.